So, if you think about evil as the infernal propium, or the belief that we have life in ourselves, that we are somebody, then that's not taken from anyone if that is their sense of self, because then nothing's left. And the idea that we intellectually can acknowledge that the Lord alone has proprium or is a self, and that everyone else has an appearance of a self, but we invariably believe that appearance to be something real and not an appearance, and thereby we separate ourselves from the Lord to whatever degree that that belief dominates the mind. And if that is the belief that dominates the mind, then that can't be removed. Or if it is to be removed, there has to be an incremental shift. And in other places that we've read about, communities of evil spirits are with us because of that state. But it also means that we can be incrementally moved out of the state through lesser evils being adjoined until there's what is of the Lord of heaven being more openly joined to our state. There's definitely a progression that's offered in that number, given through various illustrations of changes that take place as truths are received into memory knowledges. And I think it starts off with the idea of heresy. It talks a bit about heresy or a wrong belief derived from the letter of the word that actually contradicts what is good. And that's present for us all. But if you think about it, it starts off the fear of the consequences of doing evil as something that governs. I mean, that's what governs the hell, states of hell. And it's all tied into a preservation of oneself or one's sense of self. And that's where we start. And then we have to move through a series whereby the introduction of truth shows us that that self is an appearance. And the more that truth becomes something crystallized in us, the more we see that the Lord alone is the self, and the more that we enter into that kind of belief, then the freer we become, because we are aligning ourselves with reality, how it actually is. And it's when we are in a state of holding on to what is not real that we find ourselves in conflict and difficulties. That's what conflict and difficulties are, a non-alignment with how things actually are. And that shows us where we are actually at in ourselves. It's an opportunity, it's the mercy of the Lord showing us that we are still trying to control our life apart from the Lord. Yeah, I mean, what that highlights, of course, is that while we believe that we have life in ourselves, it gives the hells access. They can flow into that falsity. And of course, as soon as that belief is broken down, there's nothing for them to hold on to. So we're no longer needing to be in the effort to possess things or to defend ourselves from losing things, because it's all the Lord. And I'm talking about things in terms of our, you know, what we take to be ourselves. When we start to cultivate a more interior focused life, exterior things begin to shift and change so far as our relationships and delights and all of that. That too speaks to this idea of having to have truths come down into memory knowledges. They need to be reorganized into a form that can accommodate what is higher, so the presence of what is higher can be located and fixed in what is lower. And that is reflected correspondentially in these sorts of changes that occur. And it can be quite disorientating while it's happening and unsettling. But it is part of a process, and the outcome that the Lord looks to is, of course, to build something more solid and grounded in our life. So we just need to remind ourselves that part of the process is being broken down, or having our sense of self undergo a transformation. And, you know, it's obviously not the first time any of us have had to navigate that path, but it does tend to go a lot deeper when dealing with trying to integrate spiritual truths into our life.